welcome. Yes, we are living on the edge, all of us. I used to think that I was the only one that was living on the edge. Now we know that the entire United States is living on the edge, as well as the rest of the world. So we are living on the edge. I actually thought about naming this radio show Living on the Edge Radio. But, everybody knows this, that Radio RMN, I'm Raylan Allen, I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com, one of the oldest alternative news sites on the web. My guest today is an old friend, Sherry Schreiner. Sherry currently hosts two radio shows, and I think one should be here on the Micro Effect, but she and Joe need to work that out. She is an expert on the paranormal, on UFOs, aliens, the New World Order, joint human and alien underground bases. Oh boy, do I want to know about those. The shadow government, black projects, and so much more. But, you see, lots of people are experts on that, you know. I am, too. But guess what? She relates how all of this relates to end-time prophecies and the last day's events. Sherry runs over 10 websites, and I've got all of them put over there on rumormillnews.com in our reading room. So if you want to catch up on Sherry's websites, that's where you can find all of them. Sherry says she's been called by the Lord, called by Dad. That's what I call him. When you call somebody the Lord, I mean, you know, don't you get those images of you bowing down, kissing his feet and things like that? Well, our dad doesn't want us to do that. Our dad wants a one-on-one relationship. You know, he wants to go out and play baseball with you. He wants to teach you how to fish. And so, Dad. So she's been called by Dad to stand up and speak about the UFO and alien agenda in these last days and the coming UFO invasion to America through Bible codes and divine revelations. From Dad, she is exposing the strongholds of the devil, the New World Order. I think the devil and the New World Order are probably one. And the rise of the Antichrist, and I think that all three are probably one. But that's my opinion. We're going to have to figure out what Sherry has to say. She's also authored two books, Bible Codes Revealed and The Coming UFO Invasion and Aliens on the Internet. How wonderful. Welcome, Sherry. Welcome to Radio RMN.
Hello. Thank you for having me here.
And so let's start with the joint human and alien underground basis.
Okay.
Because I really believe that there's lots of activity in those underground bases right at the moment. What kind of research have you done on those?
You know what? I've probably done what everybody else has done. I've read on the internet, on alternative sites, exactly what's going on with underground bases. Mm-hmm. But I took it a step further, and I just took it in prayer. And
okay.
One of the things the Lord did was show me the Dulce base.
And that's right. That's the worst of them all.
Yeah, and people say, oh, it doesn't exist. You can go out there. You don't see anything. It's a small little Indian town and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you go out to this little Indian town, and they've got this modern high-tech high school. And look at the high school in my town. And it's the ceilings are leaking, and they need buckets out, and it's 100 years old, and
yeah.
They won't replace it. But this little Indian town is a high-tech modern one. And so that's your first tip-off. Something's not right around here. They're getting paid mm-hmm. by something.
Well, more than likely, they don't want their kids to go to a school that is like the one in your town.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's funny?
Yeah.
You see Halliburton all over that area, and who owned Halliburton? Cheney. And you see his little oil things everywhere, okay? And then they have this one facility there, because I went there. The Lord took me there, literally, physically. I had gotten a vision about it, and then I went there, and I just went to work. And what I've been doing is, I don't know if you've ever heard of Orgone. But I
started
an Orgone war against this New World Order about 7 years ago. And
well, if you'll remember, when I was under attack a number of years ago, you must have sent me 30 to 50 Orgone things that I placed all around my house. And literally, until I moved out of there, and I brought them all with me, by the way, until I moved out of there, I really did live in peace.
Yeah.
So if people want to protect the house they live in, get about 40 Orgone cones and place them everywhere, including in the gutters, including on the roofs, everywhere.
Everywhere, so they won't find them, because if they find them, they hide them, they take them. People can learn how to make it themselves at orgoneblasters.com. I have a website there. They can learn how to make it themselves. This is exactly how the Lord showed me how to make it, because I know there's a lot of people out there that claim they make orgone, and it's literal junk that they're making.
That's true. That's true. Well, you've got it on absolute... our listeners have heard me say that the orgone stopped the attacks on me.
Yes. It stopped
and, easy. So your stuff works.
Yep. And you know what? That's exactly what I took to Dulcie with me. And I put all over the place. I orgoned that area. I got their water supply. I, you know, had pipes with me. I got the water in Taos and Dulcie, the whole area of New Mexico. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, my God.
Dulcie Base is one of these bases where they actually cage human beings. And I know you've probably read that on my site or any other site in interviews about Dulcie. But it
well,
was really...
I've got the one that Mark Richards wrote up.
Well, it was very
and
true. The Lord had showed me, they had walls and walls of these boxes. And they had people's souls literally trapped in these boxes.
Yes.
And so what the orgone did was release all those souls that were trapped in those boxes.
So they trapped souls is what they did. The bodies were gone and they trapped the souls.
This is kind of like a really weird phenomenon if you're not new to it, like I'm not. I'm not, you know, new to this stuff. I mean, I'm not, you know, up on this. But what they do is they take people's souls out of their bodies and take them over. It's like soul scalping.
Right.
And so the reptilian entity takes over the human body, and they take that person's soul and they just stick it in a box.
Yeah. Do you know that Gene Roddenberry in Star Trek actually wrote about that?
Really?
And they had all the souls in little globes, and the souls were in there, and the souls were waiting for a new planet so they could take over the bodies. And that was how they were transporting the souls in these globes.
Wow. Yeah, well, I saw them as like a little boxes, just lined up in rows and rows and rows.
Yeah.
And that was my main reason to go there, to get those souls released from there, because, I mean, it's a multi-level facility. It's completely, it's a joint alien and human facility. And if you drive about 40 miles away to Durango, Colorado, there's a huge Hilton hotel there. Now, what would the Hiltons want a huge hotel in Durango, Colorado?
Now, how far away is it from Dulcie?
It's about 40 miles, if even that.
So, in other words, some government man could drive from Durango to Dulcie.
Oh, they don't drive. They take the underground shuttle.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
I've been on those underground shuttles, by the way.
Yeah, they take those underground shuttles because if you look at Dulcie itself on the outside, you're not going to see much of anything but a small little quaint Indian town. But if you drive around it and the Lord says there's this, there's that, that's a different story.
Right, right.
And so I was able to get that whole area and then go to Durango, where they service all these scientists and everybody who works in the base. They live in Durango.
Wow.
And get some of that area as well. It just opened my eyes to just how real all this is. And you know what? The same night, I traveled on down New Mexico, and I ended up right on Los Alamos. Nobody stopped me. I came from the back way.
Yeah, what do you think of that town?
Well, Los Alamos is supposed to be the most secure facility in the world. It looks like a college campus.
Yeah.
And that's where they...
I know for sure that there are huge experimentation underground facilities throughout all of Los Alamos.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I got as much orgone around as I could, and nobody ever stopped me. And I'm thinking, I have to be invisible. There's no way.
No,
I drive right onto this place at 2 o'clock in the morning, and nobody stops me.
Were you just, like, throwing them into maybe rivers and ponds? Or
yeah,
were you
anywhere that they won't
or,
get found. Anywhere that someone's not going to cut grass or anywhere they won't get picked up.
Okay.
And the best place to hit is their water sources, because we've taken out bases just hitting water sources alone. Like, if you go to Dulcie, about 20 miles away from Dulcie Base is Dulcie Lake, and it's about 10 miles off the road. It's a hike back there. And it's also got, like, a prison tower, watchtower type thing there. Why would a lake have a guard tower on it?
you're right. Why would they have a guard tower on
it? Yeah, there was nothing around there. A couple of, you know, rundown homes or whatever. And it was just a quiet, peaceful lake, so it seemed. And then you got this big guard tower. So we had to do some work around that tower.
Wow, that's incredible. But I think what I think what you're doing is you're being an orgone warrior.
Oh, yes.
Now,
we're getting it all
how do
over
we get
place.
Millions of people signed up as orgone warriors?
Yeah, and
I
can get you my website, orgonewarriors.com.
Where is your website? What is it again?
I have orgonewarriors.com and orgoneblasters.com. Both sites are mirror sites. There's the same things on each site. And it also has make your own directions where people can make their own.
Do you know if every single person would either buy them, if you're not talented or don't have the time like I don't, buy them from her and just go out and become an orgone warrior?
Yes, amen.
Because everywhere, if you can just take them everywhere, we could change the world, don't you think?
Oh, yes, because what it does is it puts the living energy back in the earth that they're trying to suppress. And they do that with the chemtrail agenda. You know all about chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I do.
And, you know, that's one of the major things they use to suppress the living energies of the earth. And it's not going to work. If we keep getting it out, it's balancing what they're doing.
Wow.
And it also, another interesting thing about orgone is it's such a weapon for living life force energy. It attacks anything evil. And so you'll see a lot of UFOs crashing, and I've talked about this for years, and the media calls them meteorites. But they're UFOs. They're crashing all over the place, and these are the evil negative entities that are inside these UFOs that are crashing.
Okay, now, I've got an orgone thing that another friend made for me. It's made in a huge flower pot, and there must be, like, 10, 20 pounds of orgone in this. And then it's got these huge copper rods that stick up to the sky. And it was supposed to be a chemtrail buster. But it's not. You know, I can tell you, it absolutely does not bust chemtrails. Not
you know,
for me, anyway.
One of those little blasters I gave you will bust up chemtrails.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, you know, the one thing that it really does do is... even here in Ohio, I've been in so many rainstorms, huge thunderstorms, and the area where that orgone, you know, with the copper tubes going up, where it is, there's never any wind, there's hardly any rain. It's almost like it's in its own private world there.
You know what? When they made that, and this is the common problem you'll find with people that make orgone, they do their wiring, they wrap the coil inside of the copper pipes, clockwise instead of counterclockwise. Coiling all needs to be counterclockwise.
But
like you're walking up a winding staircase. That's exactly what it needs to look like.
They go counterclockwise rather than clockwise.
Yeah, you want to go counterclockwise. You want to make it look like, when you snip it, it looks like it's going counterclockwise, but it's not because the motion's moving forward.
Okay.
And so what you want it to look like is like you're moving... walking up a winding staircase. And a lot of people who do negative orgone, I call it DOE, dead orgone energy, they do it the other way. I have pictures of it on my website to show you exactly how to wind coil correctly.
Yeah, I'll have to go in. It's Orgone Warriors, W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S, .com. And, I spelled it wrong when I put it in our chat room, which is why I'm spelling it for people.
Okay.
I don't see on your page here where the directions are how to make it.
There's links.
Oh, here it is. How to make orgone water and kill zombies and aliens and
yes, YouTube videos.
Did you do that YouTube?
Yeah.
Is that yours?
Well, wait a minute. No. The YouTube videos are not mine, but they're people I know.
Okay.
I
love
it.
How to make orgone water and kill zombies. Oh my God. I'm going to have to make some of this, and I'm going to put it in little squirt bottles and say orgone water to kill aliens and sell it by the squirt bottle.
Oh, and zombies. Because we've got a zombie pandemic coming. And it's like
you've got a zombie,
to them.
What?
We have a zombie pandemic coming.
A zombie pandemic?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
All right. Because I've been talking about this stuff for 10 years, and people have hated over me all over the Internet. I have haters everywhere. But you know what? Everything I've ever said is happening. It's coming true. And I've been talking about it for 10 years. And this zombie pandemic that is coming, I'll tell you exactly how they're doing it, through the chemicals, through chemtrails and vaccinations.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. So you are saying, are these zombies actually going to die, or are they just simply going to have their minds wiped and have one program put in?
Well, what happens is what I know of, okay, is that, like, there was an incident in Vermont last year in a hospital where somebody took the H1N1 vaccine and they died right in the hospital.
Yes. Yeah,
and about 20 minutes later, they reanimated. The Bible codes refers to it as reanimation. They reanimated, came back to life, and started biting the nurses and everybody else in the hospital, and they had to shut it down and quarantine it. You never heard about it in the news. But it was a huge incident, because I knew somebody that was there at the time. It was a friend of a friend. And so you just never heard about it in the news. But I knew then because of the vaccines. It's a chemical, and they put it in the vaccines. It's in the H1N1 virus. It's in... or the vaccines and the flu shots, they're going to be spraying it via chemicals. Chemicals are the number one term related to zombieism in the Bible codes.
The chemicals.
It's the
Is
chemicals.
That what you're saying?
And so that's why you'll see on Hollywood how they show they quarantine entire cities, won't let anybody out.
Yeah.
The reason being is because when they spray this virus through chemicals, and they can do it anyway, like chemtrails or planes just going through dumping or vaccines, it can get on your car. And if you drive your car or a motorcycle or anything out of that town into another town and someone there touches your vehicle that has that chemical on it, then they can get the virus.
Wow.
And so that's why they will totally shut down cities, towns, shoot anybody that tries to leave, just totally barricade areas. It's going to be a huge mess.
Just amazing.
And this is one of the things that's coming.
And I really can't see this coming.
Yeah.
I've been in the hospital, the emergency room, here since I've been in Ohio twice, once my throat swelled shut. Well, I want to tell you how good the emergency rooms are in here. One doctor said that I had uvulitis, one doctor said I had tonsillitis, the other doctor diagnosed me with strep throat. So that's how good our hospitals are these days. I'm talking to Sherry Schreiner. This is Radio RMN, and hey, wander on over there to TalkStream Live and give a vote for Raylan Allen. I'd sure like to get up there at the top with Rush Limbaugh today. And this show is going to be exciting enough that we can do that. Be back.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.